You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's March 14th, 2024, and welcome to another episode of Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Video Game Podcast. My name is John Wall, and every Thursday morning I bring you the latest video game impressions, industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek delivered to you in just 15 minutes. It's the perfect way to start your day. And to make sure you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to the show on all major platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. And it would be wonderful if you left a review while you're there to help spread the word about the show. Also, look for Midlife Side Quest on Threads if you'd like to chat with me about today's episode or what games you've been playing. I am very happy you've tuned in today because on this episode, I'm going to be talking about A Little to the Left. But first, I'm sending out this week's positive vibes to John Blanco, host of the PlayStation Daily podcast. First and foremost, John is just a really nice dude. In a world where everyone on social media is angry and yelling about everything, John is just generally a well-mannered and pleasant guy to interact with. Also, if you enjoy this show here, which I hope you do because you're listening right now, you'll probably like his podcast too, especially if you're a PlayStation gamer. There are new episodes every day of the week covering everything PlayStation related. And like my show, they're only 15 minutes long, which makes them easily digestible for folks like us who don't have hours and hours to listen to shows every week. So look up PlayStation Daily Podcast to check out the show, and thanks to John for being a swell guy. I've never been diagnosed, but I've always had what I thought were some slight OCD type tendencies. My wife used to roll her eyes at me back when I used to have all my physical video games displayed on shelves, and I would slide out all the cases, and then I would use a ruler or a book to push them all back so that they'd all be aligned perfectly and line up just right with the edge of the shelf. I can't help it if I like things to be just right, okay? Stop judging me. The other day I was browsing the old Game Pass catalog and I came across a new release that I could probably describe as OCD the video game, and it's called A Little to the Left. This comes from developer Max Inferno, a Nova Scotia-based development duo, and on their website, they described the first game of theirs as a cozy puzzle game that has you sort, stack, and organize household items into pleasing arrangements. And while, yes, it absolutely falls into the puzzle game category, there's so little pushback against the player that it almost feels more like a meditative experience. It's an interactive experience designed to scratch that little part of your brain that gets satisfied from a room after you've cleaned it or organizing the junk drawer in your kitchen, you know, that one that we all have. Every level gives you a completely different task to complete. You never know what it will be, and they never tell you what's exactly expected of you. It's up to you to figure that out, what you need to do to complete the level. But it's never that tough. It's never too tricky to figure out. One level, for instance, may feature an apple, an orange, and a pear, and you need to use your cursor to rotate the fruit and peel off all the little UPC stickers that you find. It's simple, it's uncomplicated, but again, there's something weirdly satisfying about it. Another level might show you a bunch of mail and paperwork scattered across a desk, and here they want you to stack all of the papers neatly, but you need to start with the largest piece of paper first and stack them up in order of size from largest to smallest. Now, this one might take just a few seconds more to figure out what they want you to do, but it's still pretty simple. As you complete more levels, they'll get slightly more complex. For instance, they'll give you a junk drawer, like I said, and it has one of those, you know, plastic trays with the different compartments inside. And you need to take all of the random crap from the drawer and put it away neatly. Paper clips, birthday candles, batteries, thumbtacks, you know, all that stuff that you just toss in those drawers. But it all fits in a very specific way, so you need to play around and see what goes where. Or one of my favorites so far is the tool pegboard level. You need to hang all the tools from the board, but you've got to figure out that the angle of this handsaw means that it has to go next to, you know, those garden shears, and that the clamp will fit just right in between the handles of the shears, and so on and so forth, that it all just fits perfectly. You know that feeling when you place the final piece of a jigsaw puzzle? Well, this game is that sensation over and over every few minutes for each level that you complete. It's just really satisfying. And each time that you finish a level, you get a star. And on certain ones, you'll notice that there might be two or even three stars that you can get for completing it. On those levels, there will be multiple ways for you to pass. For instance, on one level there were keys scattered about on a table. Now, one way to finish the level would be to organize the keys by their color. You know, bronze, silver, gold, and so forth. But then you might also notice that all the keys have a certain number of holes on the head of the key. The head of the handle? What do you call the part of the key that you hold? Anyway, so you can also organize them by that. You know, these keys have one hole, these have two, etc. It's a great little addition that lets you approach levels in different ways and revisit them if you want to get all of the stars in the game. It's really just a super charming and relaxing game that will massage those brain muscles without getting too tricky. It's got a very pleasing and nice art style, and there's this sort of, I don't know, meta narrative with a cat who's kind of a pain and will occasionally show up and mess with the puzzle that you're working on. It's funny, if you have a cat, you'll absolutely be able to relate when every once in a while he just kind of swats and knocks over what you're working on just to be a jerk. If you're the kind of player who enjoys real chill experiences from time to time, just, you know, completing tasks and satisfying your OCD tendencies, I think you might really like A Little to the Left. It's kind of become my go-to game when I'm a little stressed out and I just need to decompress. All right, so March 31st is International Transgender Day of Visibility, which is a special day to recognize and celebrate the trans and non-binary communities. And one of the ways in which I'm going to be celebrating this year is to raise money for one of my favorite organizations, One Heartland. And today I am going to be asking kindly for your assistance. One Heartland puts on summer camps here in Minnesota for youth facing social isolation, intolerance, and a variety of health issues. They have camps for LGBTQ+ kids, children living with HIV and AIDS, as well as kids who are experiencing housing instability, Kids come from all across the country to attend camp here, and I can tell you firsthand what a life-changing experience it can be. I love these people. I owe them a lot. My family owes them a lot. They're wonderful. It's truly a great, great organization. They also provide financial assistance to families who may not be able to otherwise send their children to camp. So our donations make a huge difference in getting kids to camp and making sure that the camp has everything they need to give these kids an awesome summer. I'm going to include a link to the fundraising page in the show notes, as well as on my Threads page. But also, if you just go to GoFundMe.com and search for Midlife SideQuest, you're going to find the page. And I know there have been some concerns with content creators and fundraising lately, but don't worry, the money goes directly to One Heartland. I never see a penny on my end, so no worries about the money, you know, getting to where it needs to go. Also, I am super thrilled to share that my friends at Turtle Beach were kind enough to donate a prize that I'll be giving away on the March 28th episode of the show, so 2 weeks from now. One lucky donor will be chosen at random to receive a Turtle Beach Stealth Ultra controller as well as a Stealth Pro headset. And if you listen to my episode about the Stealth Ultra, you know it's like my favorite controller of all time. So this prize has a value of like $500. These are really, really nice prizes. And it's open to everybody who donates and lives in the US or Canada. So make sure after you donate to watch your emails, including your spam folder, and then listen to the March 28th episode to hear who wins. So thank you so much to Turtle Beach and to Eric for making this happen. These kids deserve a safe and a fun camp experience, and One Heartland is making that happen for thousands of kids. They are amazing, and let's show them some love and help these kids have a great summer. Last week's question for Polling at Threads was, which of these characters would you vote for in the next presidential election? And in a pretty decisive victory, you chose Princess Peach with 57% of the vote. And let's be honest, other than that whole, you know, always getting kidnapped thing, I think she's a pretty good leader and the right choice. Commander Shepard came in second with 29%, no doubt dominating the veteran voters. Tom Nook came in third with 14%, probably good that he lost. We remember the last time we elected a so-called business genius. And rightfully so, Andrew Ryan pulled in a big fat goose egg, therefore ending his political career. The question for this week is inspired by John and his show PlayStation Daily. Which PlayStation generation was the best? I'm not including the PS5 because we're still, you know, in the middle of it. But between the OG PlayStation, the PS2, the PS3, and the PlayStation 4, which do you personally think was the best generation for Sony's iconic console? Go visit Midlife SideQuest on Threads after the show to cast your vote, and I'll share the results on next week's episode. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife SideQuest. I really appreciate you making time in your day for me. You can catch a new episode of the show every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review while you're there. Until next week, be well and happy gaming.